business once again Thursday, the 22nd of August. Doesn't it seem like just... It's almost redundant and kind of silly as we every day start this hour of the program, which is a feature of the chaos on talk radio, some of it anyway, the fun, the conversation, the information, the innuendo, all that stuff focused on the stories of the day that people are talking about, like Bradley Manning getting 35 years in prison for leaking documents. Bob Kay is with me, by the way, filling in for Ken Kessler. We'll be back on Monday, and that won't bother Bob at all.
Not at all. The sooner the better.
Zach Oler. Zach Oler, I sound like a New Englander.
Hello?
Hello. So Bradley Manning was the soldier who leaked all those thousands and thousands of classified documents to WikiLeaks.
Yeah.
Got 35 years in the slammer for his work and a dishonorable discharge. He was the sentence handed down by the judge who presided over the court-martial. Judge also ordered that Manning be given a reduction in rank and that he forfeit all military pay and benefits. So 25 plus 35 is 60 when he gets out. He was convicted of all of, well, actually he didn't have all of the charges against him in terms of being found guilty, but most serious charge, as a matter of fact, aiding the enemy didn't work. Could have gotten life for that. His lawyer said because of credit for time served, military parole rules will apply and he could be out of prison in 7 years. So is that okay with you? 888-302-3684. I don't think he should have gone to prison at all, but that's just me. What say you? We'll put that up, I guess, Bob, on Facebook. Did Bradley Manning get treated fairly by the system?
Gotcha.
Email to Doug at DougStefan.com, but 888-302-3684. Can't imagine there'll be a lot of people who would like to be heard on that. And speaking of these sorts of cases, the latest from suspect, guilty Major Nidal Hassan. He was the fellow shot up Fort Hood, remember, 4 years ago, I think it was. Was it 4 years ago? Yeah, it was 2009 at Fort Hood. He rested his case a few seconds yesterday, called no witnesses. The fact that he acted as his own lawyer was something that was curious for a lot of people. When asked by the judge how he wished to proceed, he said the defense rests. So he didn't say anything, didn't present a case. Prosecutors wrapped up their portion of the trial the day before, so it was just bing, bang, boom, and he was done. He mentioned in his opening statement that he was a Muslim holy warrior. Quote, we Mujahideen are imperfect soldiers trying to form a perfect religion. I apologize for any mistakes I made in this endeavor. So he certainly didn't do anything to advance the cause of Islam in America. Is that a fair statement? Major Hassan did nothing to advance the cause. He may have advanced the cause of people who don't like the Muslims and who think that they're all the same. They are not all the same any more than all Christians are the same or all Jews are the same or all Buddhists are the same or anybody who follows any religion are the same. But that doesn't necessarily enter into the conversation with people who are, I don't even know if the word intolerant is right, because I don't think we need to be tolerant of somebody like him who kills 13 people in cold blood. The guy should go to the death chamber. And I'm not much on the death penalty, frankly, but in this case, I think that's what the guy deserves. But then, under that circumstance, he becomes a martyr. So, and in America, will Bradley Manning be a martyr? With some people, he will be. Absolutely, he'll be a martyr. So we got two military trials, both of them coming to a conclusion. 888-302-3684. Meanwhile, the latest from the Middle East, Syria, yesterday, all those people who were killed in that massive chemical attack, mostly civilians, under al-Assad, who's another guy that should be put to death. Why can't they do the same with him as they do with Saddam Hussein, or could have done? Send the SEALs in and bump them off. Some sources say the death toll is 1,300. I think the number we used yesterday, Bob, was 700 or 800. 700, mm-hmm. some seems to me. Government's quick to deny that. Says, "Oh, no, we didn't do that." I mean, they're lying sacks of crap. So why would you believe anything?
See what
they
you
say?
Really think, Doug.
They are lying sacks of stuff that comes out of my cows.
Bunga bunga.
Yeah. 888-302-3684. Elsewhere, Egypt continues to be in turmoil. Man, this is a report, huh?
Won't stop.
You guys, we got
never going to stop.
Our guys, well, the Middle East, yeah, you're right about that. So the turmoil there continues. How many more people were killed? 4 people, I guess, more. So the carnage in Syria, the carnage in the Egyptian protests, carnage across the Middle East. I'm running out of energy and steam here just getting into this.
I guess so. Boy.
All right. So we'll deal with what's going on in Syria from the point of view of people who are on the scene or people who are talking about it. As you know, in this hour, we focus on the information that we get in large part from monitoring a lot of talk radio programs and talk television programs. So you can bring as many sides and as much input into the discussion as possible. And then you can have your way, if you'd like, with some of these important stories of the day. So we'll start in a moment with some of the information that we have from Syria, and then we'll see what else we can stir the pot with here, all right? We're interested in stirring the pot, getting you to think. The mouth can be in, what's the old expression? Make sure your brain is in gear before you put your mouth in motion. 888-302-3684, that's how I start most every day, including today. Yes, it is. It's 14 past the hour on Good Day.
So you're tooling along in your Malibu, and bam, some guy darts across your lane. You swerve and hit the ditch just hard enough to know you did some damage. Seconds, I mean seconds later, an advisor comes through the stereo speakers and says, "OnStar, is there an emergency?" As you realize there was, some high-tech motion sensor was activated. A signal shot out 12,000 miles from orbiting satellites to calculate your exact coordinates, along with where you were hit and how hard, automatically alerting an advisor who offered to call an ambulance and dispatch a nearby tow truck, for which you thanked him profusely. You did not do one single thing, and yet a potent combination of amazing technology and human concern are swirling around you as a deep wave of relief washes over you. All because you drive a Chevrolet Malibu connected by OnStar. OnStar acts as a link to existing emergency service providers. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
Look, kid, you're new here. So let me tell you the 3 keys to a long, happy career. First, high heat gloves, page 2640 of the Grainger catalog. Second, intrinsically safe earmuffs, page 2606. Third, portable eyewash stations, page 2790. Am I the grand poobah of workplace safety? No. Grainger is. They have page after page of safety products. The Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Mary, mother of 3, walking through her front door right after she saved $93 back to school shopping at Kohl's.
What a feeling!
And this is Mary walking her dog in the rain.
I can't have it all, now I'm dancing for my life.
And this is Mary at the dentist.
Get the feeling of great savings on the brands your kids want for back to school at Kohl's lowest prices of the season sale. Going on now. Kohl's, expect great things.
Let's get it started.
School tech ready at Office Max. Save $100 on Acer's 15.6-inch touchscreen with Intel i3 processor, just $499. This extraordinary offer also includes LoJack for laptops, anti-theft security for 90 days. Details in-store or at OfficeMax.com. Office Max, the hot deals start here. Offer ends August 24th. Restrictions apply.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Today is Thursday, and mayhem around the world is not new. Here's reporter Arwa Damon giving a report on the video of the chemical attacks that we've been talking about here for the last couple of days in Syria.
The videos, even by Syrian standards, are among the most disturbing of this three-year conflict. Bodies with no apparent wounds, many children, some limp, others listless or gasping for air. The voice narrating this clip in Arabic cracks as he repeats, "Only God can bring us justice." Those who survived, helpless. Doctors said that among the symptoms were constricted pupils, rapid pulse, and difficulty breathing. One activist we spoke to said that his vision blurred. He lost control of his limbs and collapsed to the floor, gradually recovering hours later. So what caused these symptoms? Rebels blamed the Syrian government for using chemical weapons, some saying the symptoms were consistent with sarin gas. The Syrian government flatly denied involvement. The incident came while a UN inspection team was on the ground examining evidence of prior alleged chemical weapon attacks. The inspectors are guests of the Syrian government, believed to be staying not far from where one of the attacks took place. Not yet clear whether they will be able to investigate this incident. With no way to protect themselves, people try to wash off with water. One doctor told CNN that his field clinic ran out of atrazine within an hour. And as the victims kept arriving, all they could do was provide oxygen.
All right, so there you hear the cold, hard facts of what went on there. Now, let's listen to another reporter, Nathan Frandino, who is detailing the response from countries around the world to this violence that has been happening in Syria.
Barbaric, criminal, shocking. These are among the reactions within the international community to a video that surfaced showing scores of bodies strewn across floors in Syria in what is believed to be the worst chemical weapons attack since the 1980s. Estimates of the death toll range from as few as 500 to as many as 1,300. The Syrian opposition is accusing the government of carrying out the deadly attack over rebel-held Damascus suburbs. Meanwhile, President Bashar al-Assad's administration is calling the allegation illogical. British Foreign Affairs Minister William Hague joined the opposition in slamming the Syrian government.
Yeah, I hope this will wake up some who have supported the Assad regime to realize its murderous and barbaric nature, a government that cares so little for the lives of the people of its own country.
The video, which was posted on a social media site, appears to show victims choking with some foaming at the mouth. The men, women, and children from the video show no visible signs of injury. Reuters has been unable to independently verify the video or the causes of the deaths, but one man who said he had retrieved victims said, quote, "They looked like they were asleep, but they were dead." Late Wednesday, the Security Council held an emergency meeting to discuss the alleged attack. Deputy Secretary General Jan Eliasson delivered a message of shock and concern.
As you have seen from the statement of the Secretary General earlier today, he was deeply disturbed, in fact shocked, by these allegations. And of course we see the need to investigate this as soon as possible.
Meanwhile, people in New York protested outside to demand stronger action by the UN.
What bothers most people are the children that get killed in all of this, but pretty horrific stuff. 888-302-DOUG, 21 after on Good Day.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Stuff in the discussion field today. What ideas do you have? Actually, because we're spending our time talking about a number of things that are coming, information is coming from the Middle East, not only regarding Syria, but also regarding Egypt. Let's move into that mode and certainly again invite your calls at 888-302-3684 with regard to the question of what ought to be done, what can be done about Mr. Mubarak, expected to be freed from prison, placed under house arrest. A lot of people are pretty upset about that. Here's radio host Mitch Hank offering an alternative in Egypt between supporting the military and letting the Muslim Brotherhood come back into power.
Well, here's the problem. You try democracy in Egypt. President Morsi starts crushing his opposition, doesn't share government with his opponents, which the military wanted him to do. So when you compare the military in Egypt with Morsi, the military actually looks pretty good, even though they do occasionally crush. Well, I don't mean to laugh. I mean, the death toll is now over 1,000. 100 cops reportedly died in the street protests. But somebody has to be in control. Somebody has to run the show. So democracy is not working. It didn't work there. Because this guy who was democratically elected started destroying all the democratic elements of the government. He started destroying his opponents, dissent, wouldn't share power. All those things that he was supposed to do, he didn't do. So we see that democracy by itself is no good without a moral underpinning. So I would say, and of course, when you say moral underpinning, you mean internationally recognized human rights, decency, the rights of minorities, all those things that we treasure in the civilized democratic world, they did not provide under President Morsi. So now the military takes over, and we're kind of in limbo. It seems to me that we should tie the, and by the way, our aid now pales in comparison to what the Saudis are willing to give to maintain control of the situation. Because Saudis are fearful of this kind of uprising. They are in their own country. That's why they try to mollify their crazies with these madrasas that teach hatred against Jews and Americans in their schools in Saudi Arabia. They do whatever they can. They throw enough bones to the people to stay in control. But now clearly they have shown up here to support the military in Egypt with big-time dollars. So what we're giving the military is nothing compared to what the Saudis just ponied up for. And the Israelis clearly want the military in charge here because they don't want the Muslim Brotherhood running the show. And frankly, we are much better off with the military running the show than we are the Muslim Brotherhood. I mean, there's no question about it. So if our goal here is to preserve American security and American interests, our interests are better served if the military runs the show. But it seems to me we should fight for a third way. There's always a third way. You can't tell me there isn't somebody in Egypt who is actually of sound mind who believes in minority rights and free elections and all those things. There's got to be somebody, and that would be the, quote, liberal contingent. In the, by the term liberal there, we mean somebody who's actually for democracy and for the rule of law. And to the extent that we can influence such a candidate or such a movement, such a coalition, we should do that.
888-302-3684. So what do you think about that? What do you think about the new twist in the saga of President Mubarak over there and how that works in terms of the landscape? Muslim Brotherhood, has it ruined Egypt? I'm sure some people would like to speak about that. So we'll take a few calls on this in just a few minutes as we check the time, 28 minutes after the hour, on today's Good Day program.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. When MP Manila was working as a journalist, she covered the Department of Energy's proposal to store nuclear waste in Yucca Mountain, Nevada. There she learned of an ancient Hopi Indian prophecy that seems to specifically warn against this. Her novel, Foretold, weaves a thriller around these two conflicting forces. MP Manila.
When I started to research Foretold and the Hopi angle, and I found out about the prophecy, yes, that was very fascinating, but that wasn't enough. So I went to the Smithsonian Museum of the American Indian, and the thing that hooked me was they brought out a report that had been written by anthropologists who'd gone out and interviewed the Hopi tribe right after the Indian Wars. Now you're talking 1876. So they interviewed the Hopi about their prophecies, and the ninth and the last prophecy that the Hopis had, when they said, had been given to them by the Creator, and it said, basically, it said, if the underground is disturbed, dust from this operation will rise into the sky, be absorbed by the clouds, and fall back down to the earth in the form of poison rain. And the hair on my back of my neck sort of rose up, because it read just like a description of radioactive fallout.
Pulitzer Prize-nominated journalist M.P. Manila. Her new thriller is Foretold, inspired by actual events and ancient prophecies. There's more online, insightdailyradio.org.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Looking across the board at all of the various stories about what's happening in the Middle East, because that's kind of where we are at the moment. 888-302-3684. We've been talking about Egypt to a point, more the situation in Syria and what we ought to be doing about that. And maybe we'll have a little bit more input from some of the talk radio programs that we have been monitoring. But right now, let's take a couple of calls on the Egyptian situation. But what I was saying is, as I look across the body of information that I have from my 14 or so different sources, whether it be Reuters or CBS News or NBC News, Fox, let's see, what other, ABC, I have that, and the Wall Street Journal, and the New York Times, the LA Times, anyway, the usual group. I find it interesting that most of the focus is on Mubarak when it comes to Egypt, because of his being not found not guilty in the charges of corruption, which is pretty laughable. It shows you how the system works over there, because he's the most corrupt politician probably on the planet, other than Vladimir Putin and some of the African leaders. You think we are corrupt here? Oof. Go to places like Egypt and some of the other African countries. Yay, yay, yay. A lot of people, by the way, think that Egypt is a Middle Eastern country. It's actually on the continent of Africa. You probably knew that, but I'm reinforcing it in case you didn't. 888-302-3684 on the other side of the Suez Canal is the Middle East. So here's Mike in Vermont on the continuing aid for Egypt, our former ally, or are they our present ally?
I think that Egypt has been a steadfast ally for 30-plus years, and I think we should continue the aid. I think the United States would have much more influence in the long term if we continued the aid versus not continuing the aid. Who knows, maybe the Russians, Mr. Putin, might just step right in on it. You know, I think the United States needs to back its allies, even when it's difficult at times.
All right. Thank you, sir. 888-302-3684. Eric in Georgia believes that we ought to be giving a lot less aid under any circumstance.
We do not have the money to give Israel, Egypt, or no other country. We are in deficit spending. It must stop. It should be ratified by Congress. Any aid that is given, for the simple fact, we need to build and use. Israel is one of the richest countries in the world per capita. And last, I'd like to say this. If you really look back at history, basically what is going on with this money is it's part of the industrial complex. Egypt is not in war with anyone. Same way with Israel. What they are using these weapons for is against their own people.
Mm. 888-302-3684. I believe Eric to be correct. We give too much foreign aid, and it's not disciplined as to how it's used. We don't have extra money. We're borrowing all this money anyway. People who want to keep the status quo and need to be, I don't know if replaced is the right word, but certainly their positions need to be reexamined. I think the average American believes that to be true. 888-302-3684. Maria in New Jersey, let's finish this up, huh?
I feel that we should audit every single bit of foreign aid, which in our case includes the Commerce Department or our trade agreements, the Defense Department, which is infrastructure for foreign countries, and the State Department with the treaties where we're providing actually all the defense budgets for many countries around the world, and also, of course, the Federal Reserve. Also, at the time of Suez, we undertook to take Britain's part in the world, and that explains why it makes no sense democratically what we're doing. We're just betraying people and propping up dictators. We have to go back to what our forefathers told us and have no foreign entanglements. And until we do that, we'll never have peace or prosperity for our citizens.
888-302-3684. So to recap here, the Syrian opposition has reported that a lot of civilians, maybe hundreds, maybe thousands, women and children included, killed in this poisonous gas, has said that they didn't have anything to do with that. Of course, we know that's a lot of baloney. In the term of what we are discussing here on the radio, this is a pretty good wrap on the whole conversation in a program we monitored yesterday that's hosted by Deborah Feinstein and Mark Lewis. They talk with former U.S. Ambassador to Morocco and Presidential Advisor Mark Ginsburg about how the U.S. Should respond to these attacks in Syria.
If there was indeed a chemical attack, what will the reaction be from the United States and other nations?
Well, other than the fact that this attack has to be corroborated, there's actually a UN team that arrived in Damascus a few days ago to verify whether a previous chemical attack had occurred. So the question is whether or not the United Nations team is going to have the opportunity to verify this latest allegation. And let's also understand, the geography of where the attack occurred was in an area that is known to be a rebel stronghold. Mm-hmm. So it seems to be, at least on the modicum of evidence so far, that the Assad regime was behind that. And you ask, what will the United States response be? Well, the last time that the red line was crossed in a limited chemical attack, the administration threatened to send military arms to free Syrian rebels, and that was 3 months ago, and no arms have arrived yet.
Mm.
Do you think this latest incident could be the trigger that pushes some more decisive action?
I don't really think so. I think the administration is doing everything it can to slow walk any involvement in the conflict, and there is some good reason. After all, there's a very real concern that the Assad regime is prevailing, that it also has the world's attention focused on Egypt, and that the more radical elements of the opposition, which are now supported by Al-Qaeda, could find their hands on the very weapons that we may want to send to the so-called good guys. So this is a terrible dilemma, but the fact of the matter is that in many respects the administration helped create the situation in the first place by not engaging more forcefully early on.
Ambassador, the Syrian government is denying the claims of a chemical weapons attack. Is there any possibility that that should be given credence?
Well, since the country is lawless and there's no telling what may have taken place, that's why I've been shading my words to say that there's no independent corroboration. But the photos that are coming out of Damascus suggest that there was some chemical attack, and ultimately the question is going to be how and why, and it remains to be seen. There's any number of groups that could be behind it, including Iranian groups that are supporting the Assad regime as a way of having the Assad regime claim plausible deniability, if you can even use that phrase in this conflict.
That raises a good point, because even if we do confirm the use of chemical weapons, there is no certainty that we'll ever find out who's responsible for it.
Well, that's it, and that's part of the problem. In a conflict where street fighting is taking place in virtually every major city and where lawlessness reigns, it's extraordinarily hard. But look, if that U.N. force is worth its salt, it's going to find that out, and we should encourage that the United Nations to do everything possible. We know that we're dealing with a barbaric regime. Over 110,000 people have been killed so far in this conflict, and that alone is reasons to haul the regime and every last member of the Assad family before the International Criminal Court, which we have not done yet, and I don't know why.
All right, so to sort of wrap all of this up, the information that we've basically been focusing on Syria and Egypt here and our overview, but I thought you'd be interested to know another bit and piece of information from the Middle East this morning. Health officials confirming that bats in Saudi Arabia are the source of a mysterious virus that has killed about 50 people, sickened another 100. It's called the Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, or MERS. Been going on for a number of months, with most of the victims falling ill in Saudi Arabia, others growing sick in other parts of the Middle East. International team of doctors blamed bats for this outbreak. A lot of questions remain because of a perfect match for the virus being found in only one of the bats that they were able to capture. They tested 100 bats and they only found one. What happens is that people drool and then get sick and vomit, and it's pretty messy. Anyway, so if you're traveling, you say, oh, that's over here. But the way things travel and the way people travel, these viruses can get spread very easily around the world. It would be a good question to ask to our doctor, Ken Kronhaus, who will be on here. For those of you who stick around to the Good Day program through the matter of the morning, or if you want to listen to his exchange with me, you can do it. It'll be hour number 5 of the Thursday Good Day program. 8:22:13 at 16 before the hour.
Look, kid, people touch some disgusting stuff in this facility. You got to keep these guys clean. In this place, that is a monumental task. This is why we use paper products from Georgia-Pacific. Just ordered some from Granger, a surplus of solutions for the hygienically challenged. Just got our guys new touchless soap and towel dispensers, and plenty of refills. They need it. A lot of it. If you need it, call Granger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/Georgia-Pacific or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. Right now, the rates on a 30-year mortgage are among the lowest that we've seen in decades. So we asked ourselves, what could be more perfect than that? Then we came up with the answer. The Amazing 5 Mortgage, exclusively from Quicken Loans. You see, with our Amazing 5 Mortgage, you get the best of both worlds. It has a low initial rate for the first 5 years, and it's a 30-year term. After the first 5 years, the rate may change once per year. It's perfect. The Amazing 5 Mortgage lets you take advantage of a super low mortgage rate for the first 5 years. That's 5 entire years, till the year 2018. Today's super low initial rate on our Amazing 5 Mortgage is all the way down to 2.875%, APR 3.01%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit us at quickenloans.com. The Amazing 5 Mortgage. One more way we're engineered to amaze.
Adjustable rates subject to change. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
It's 6 o'clock. Do you know what's for dinner? I'm Risa Jill Miller. With the hustle and bustle of back to school, it's often a rush to put dinner on the table for hungry families. Luckily, registered dietitian Diane Hendricks has great tips to save time when making meals.
Think about a secondary freezer like the Frigidaire 2-in-1 upright convertible freezer. It helps families streamline the mealtime routine during the busy school year. With the flip of a switch, you have extra freezer or refrigerator space. You can also save money and time in the grocery store by buying in bulk with the space to store it all at home. Best of all, room for leftovers means you'll have meals ready to heat and eat in a flash.
Any other tips?
To stay organized, use tape and a marker to label everything with a date and contents. With the flexible organization and storage system in the Frigidaire freezer, it's easy to keep food organized and easy to find.
For more information and tips, visit Frigidaire.com. I'm Risa Jill Miller.
This report brought to you by Dollar General. This September, Dollar General is honoring teachers and recognizes Kimberly Shearer as one of its everyday heroes. With support from Procter & Gamble, the Everyday Heroes program celebrates those making a difference in their communities. Kimberly Shearer was named Kentucky's 2012 Teacher of the Year. The Boone County High School teacher emphasizes the importance of literacy, technology, and lifelong reading to her 11th grade students. The skills she believes they'll need to succeed in a modern-day workplace.
A good foundation starts with literacy. It's really the gateway to all other disciplines. I want my students to have 21st century skills, analytical skills, and the ability to master technology. As teachers, we provide our students with the skills they need to realize their future.
Dollar General celebrates the educators making a difference and invests in education through the Dollar General Literacy Foundation. Visit dgliteracy.com to learn more. I'm Dan Merritt.
All right, let's, at 13 before the hour, go back to Bradley Manning for a moment, and actually all of these various spying scandals that are connected not only to Manning but to Edward Snowden. In case you didn't hear the story about Manning, he was the soldier who leaked all these documents. Everybody knows that, right? No?
WikiLeaks. WikiLeaks.
Does anybody not know that, Bob? I think everybody knows that.
Well, I think so.
Bob Kay is here with me on Good Day for this week. So he got 35 years in prison. He could be out in 7. And so that is okay or not okay. A lot of people are disturbed about that. Some people think it sends a message, and it's a chilling one. The sentence imposed in the courtroom by the judge who presided over the trial. He gets everything. I mean, he loses everything. All right, so we asked a question about Manning, and I think maybe we ought to modify it somewhat. What are people saying? Give me an example, Bob, at facebook.com/Good Day Show of what people are thinking with regard to the Manning verdict and to what he's been sentenced to do in jail.
Well, Paul says he's a hero for telling the truth. I was in the Army. He could have said a lot more about the rapes and suicides in the military also. But I'm sure you have that information from National Virginia office. Very sad all the way around the world is going to hell and in a handbasket.
He doesn't do much with punctuation, does he?
No, he doesn't.
You're into that punctuation there.
Yeah.
All right, so we were thinking about putting something else up on Facebook.
We did. We've said now, do you think Manning should get the presidential pardon he's asking for?
Mm-hmm. Should Barack Obama pardon Bradley Manning? Is that likely to happen? The answer is no. And the reason is because the people who think this guy should be held accountable are people that are voters. And the people who are voters are,
bless you,
in this circumstance, they're taken out on the Democrats in the congressional election in 2014. So it's not likely, I'm guessing, that he would. Who knows? This is part of the beauty of conversation radio. It's all about speculation, conjugation. It's all about whether what you think has validity. And what I think has validity as far as I'm concerned, and maybe some of you pay attention to it, and we are paying a lot of attention to what you have to say about things like this, because that's what makes this two-way conversation work. 888-302-3684. Should Manning get a presidential pardon? And if he does, how does that impact the president and his party? There are a lot of people who want this guy hanging from the yardarm.
Mm-hmm.
I think he did the right thing.
Paul thinks he did the right thing.
All right.
Thinks he should have done more.
Yeah, all right. And so then what else do we have in the spying department? Oh, we got a couple of different things, a couple of different areas in which we will traverse in just a moment. If you want to hang around, that'd be a good idea. We'd appreciate it. 51 after, and you'll be better off because you'll have some more expansive information in that interview.
Company.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival
survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Page to my mind, to my voice, to your ear. Pretty amazing how this all works. Me talking in this microphone in my studio on my farm in Framingham, Massachusetts. Bob Kay speaking on a microphone in his studio a little bit south of me. North here, Campbell fed Burrow. Down into our originating network, Radio America, down in Washington. Goes up to the satellite farm in Staten Island via an ISDN digital line, and then goes
what
up.
What the heck are you talking about?
It goes up to the satellite, and that's 22,000 miles above the Earth.
Up
comes back down, is picked up on a dish, a big 8-foot dish in the backyards of radio stations all around the country, on the roofs of radio stations. Signal comes into the studio, goes through their channeling and their equipment, goes out to their tower. It goes up in the air. It goes to your radio. Your radio brings it down. You turn on the speaker, and it all happens in an eighth of a second.
Wow.
Can you believe that? It's an eighth of a second between the time this thought comes out of my mouth. It goes through all of those things that I just explained, up, down, sideways, here, there, everywhere, and comes back into your ear. It's pretty amazing, actually.
Is there going to be a test on this a little later?
Probably not.
Okay.
All right, so let's get to what we have here is the NSA now, the focus. We went through Bradley Manning. We've got that post at facebook.com/goodday show. And you can pass along your thoughts to me if you want. Email to Doug at DougStefan.com, always on the phone, yada, yada. Michael, let's listen to the cut from the program hosted by Bruce Allen and Mike Moss as they discuss the report that the NSA is able to track 75% of your Internet usage. John Miller is from CBS. He's in on the conversation as well as more allegations about abuses come forth this week regarding the NSA and what they're actually doing versus what they said they were doing.
We're also learning more about the size and the scope of NSA surveillance. The Wall Street Journal reporting this morning the program has the capacity, this is astounding, to reach 75% of all U.S. Internet traffic. One of the things about this is, just like that guy Joey Chestnut who can eat all those hot dogs, the question is, yes, you can put all of that into the system, but where does it go and what do you do with it?
Well, if you did, you'd have the equivalent of data indigestion. I think the 75% figure is way overblown based on the briefings I've had. I think the confusion there is that they're dealing with Internet providers who are U.S.-based that may cover some percentage, like 75% of Internet traffic. But the NSA couldn't take all that in, and if they could, they couldn't get through it, and if they could, they couldn't store it for more than a day before they had to empty it out and do it again. So I think that the headline is better than the story there. And I think
the issue is, from the NSA standpoint, they say when we go through the traffic that we ask the providers to give us, we do it through filters, which starts with who are the targeted persons in foreign countries we're looking at, what are the targeted places, what are the conversations and keywords of interest, and we have that stuff filter through. And then as we go through it, if we bump into somebody who is a foreigner on U.S. soil using one of those accounts, if it's an American on foreign soil, if it's a U.S. person right here, that we minimize that, we sequester it, and we don't look at it, and then we go back to looking at targets.
Right, even though that data is supposedly minimized, it is collected on U.S. targets in one way or another. Do we have any idea how many U.S. citizens or people here in the country get rolled up in these searches that are supposed to be for foreign people?
Well, you know, you don't know till you know. So the only way to tell is when you're looking at something and you say, is this one of my targets? And, you know, you look at that content and you say, this seems to be a U.S. person, so you put that on the side. So there's no numbers to get to that. But, you know, if you look at a conversation that says, I'm having, you know, a real hard time here in the training camp, you know, in the bomb-making school, but, you know, I hope to go to Aden next week. Well, reading that traffic, as an analyst, you can say, I'm pretty sure that this is a person in a training camp in Yemen. On the other hand, if it says we're having a great time in New York and we hope to see the Statue of Liberty in a couple of days, you go full stop and say it appears this person's in the U.S., even though their communications IP address may be one that's registered overseas, or if their communications is carried by an American carrier. You know, a lot of the overseas traffic doesn't go to overseas providers. They want Gmail. They want Yahoo. They want MSN. They want big, reliable services. So you have to sort through that carefully. But the NSA has a lot of ways to do that, and they're very good at self-reporting and documenting when they run into a U.S. person.
All right. So you can be sure that the conversation is going to be steeped in discussion of Bradley Manning and the NSA with the abuses that they continue. And we ought to post something on Facebook about that. This is a good day program. Lots of things already in our...
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.